Ultimate outdoorsman and member of the Sportsman Spotlight team, Tommy Allen, goes spearfishing. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. So, Tommy, I understand that on a recent trip to Hawaii, lucky you, we were all sitting here in the cold, that you had a pretty exciting experience as it relates to spearfishing. You want to kind of go through that and tell me what happened?
Yeah, David. Hawaii has pretty liberal fishing regulations where you don't need a fishing license and there's minimal requirements. You can go down to Walmart, pick up the fishing pole, or they sell three-prong spear guns. I actually brought my own spear gun on the plane with me. You can basically just go out and go fish for your dinner. And so that's what I do in the evenings. I'd go dive for fish, and I've talked to the locals as far as for what they try and target and what they're going for, and try and target the certain fish that are best to eat. But really, you can almost eat anything out there on the reef that's pretty good. And so I was fortunate enough to get into some taco, which is the Hawaiian word for octopus. And so I caught those and actually just caught them with my hand and bring them up to my kids and let them play with them, and pretty fun. But you can also cook them up and eat them.
That's called calamari, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the Hawaiian name for it, they called them taco. So I always thought of a taco as a taco, but yeah, so you ask them, they say, oh yeah, you dive for taco, and you look under the rocks, and you'll see them. They change color real quick underwater. They'll camouflage quick on you, and when you grab them off the reef, they ink, and so you've got to grab them, swim up with them.
And feed the family. I'll tell you something, seafood doesn't get any fresher than that. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.